The election team has dismissed Woodward's reporting as false.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Start 8 on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982, with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Their music of Franz von Suppé of Austria, the great master of light operetta and the overture to one of his comedic operettas, the Titania Waltz, which is the story of a soldier during the Crimean War who adopts a female disguise only to wind up, by accident, imprisoned in a Turkish harem. We heard Alfred Walter lead the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, as well as classical music, and I'm Jeff Watson, helping to keep the music going during the afternoon time. And this hour, that'll mean a visit from the El Valle Symphony Orchestra for some Spanish variations for orchestra and piano, music of Juan Joaquim Serra, a little music for trumpet and piano, much more still to come as the afternoon unfolds. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com. We're joined next by the New Zealand Symphony and conductor James Judd for music by Sir Edward Elgar. Some of the earliest music that Elgar wrote wasn't at some conservatory, but rather music he wrote as a child, writing a few notes to a small play that he and his siblings would put on for his parents. That was known in those days as the Wand of Youth. About 40-some-odd years later, Elgar still had some of those early notes in a notebook somewhere and parlayed them into two orchestral suites, the second of which we have for you next, Wand of Youth Suite No. 2 with the New Zealand Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. It's known as the Wand of Youth Suite No. 2, one of two orchestral suites by Sir Edward Elgar from the year of 1908 that is actually based on music written much earlier by Elgar as a young boy putting on a play to amuse his parents. We heard the New Zealand Symphony led by James Judd here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's a minute past 12:30 and still to come, the El Valle Symphony Orchestra and variations for piano and orchestra by Spanish composer Joaquim Serra. That's in just a few minutes, here on KPR, during classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the law office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs, located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. And Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1, Friday evening, October 18th, at 7:30 p.m. Here at the KU campus, it is 75 degrees with sunny skies, and we should warm up to about 82 for this afternoon. Lows in the mid-50s tonight with clear skies, and very similar tomorrow, a sunny day with highs in the mid-80s and a low of 56 for tomorrow night. Next on KPR, we have a little music for trumpet and piano. Trumpeter Håkon Hardenberger with Roland Pontanet at the keyboard to perform a Slavonic fantasy from composer Carl Hohn on Kansas Public Radio. Trumpeter Håkon Hardenberger and pianist Roland Pontanet with a Slavonic fantasy from composer Carl Hohn on Kansas Public Radio. 12:40 is the time, 20 minutes until 1 o'clock, and NPR News with an update of headlines, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming up again on Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall. The KC Jazz Orchestra will be back to serenade you with some big band jazz, holiday favorites, and more. Tickets for a Big Band Christmas are on sale now at Liberty Hall, and Ticketmaster.com. You can get all the details at our website, KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvekot, Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. What we have next is music from a Spanish composer particularly famous in his home region of Catalonia, music of Juan Joaquim Serra, some variations for piano and orchestra. This recording is of the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, along with pianist Emily Brugalia, on KPR. Variations for piano and orchestra from Spanish composer Joaquim Serra, played by the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, with pianist Emily Brugalia, here on KPR, where the time is 1 o'clock. News from NPR just ahead. Classical music continues in the next hour with, among other things, Schumann's Second Piano Trio. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Here at the KU campus, we've got sunny skies and temperatures in the mid-70s, today a high of 82, and clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, today at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Average is up 363 points, or more than 0.75%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, with the new podcast series Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's a little something for you by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, and an intermezzo from an orchestral suite called Hari Janos, which was sort of a musical tale, the story of a veteran of the Austrian army who liked to spend his evening sitting in the tavern drinking and sharing his catalog of war stories, all heavily embellished, of course. We heard George Zell leading the Cleveland Orchestra with an intermezzo from Hari Janos to begin things in this 1 o'clock hour of KPR's classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and we await the English Chamber Orchestra joining us a bit later on down the line for an English suite from around the turn of the 20th century. Music by composer Frank Bridge and his suite for a string orchestra. It's quite lovely to listen to, and fortunately it's on the way on this Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights and the chance to host a private party or special event in a secluded igloo at the zoo. Details and reservations at topekazoo.org. We'll proceed next with some wonderful chamber music from composer Robert Schumann, and something written in the year of 1847. There's actually two somethings written that year by Schumann, his first two piano trios, which were written together in close succession. The first piano trio was said to be in a minor key and had a bit of a dark and dramatic character, but the second is said to be a little bit more effervescent and cheerful, and makes a bit of a sunnier impression. And we'll hear Piano Trio No. 2 with the Vienna Brahms Trio on Kansas Public Radio. From Robert Schumann and his chamber music from 1847, Piano Trio No. 2 in F Major, played by the Vienna Brahms Trio, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:36. At the top of the hour, there'll be news from NPR. Our afternoon of music continues until 3, when we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News, and more classical music awaits you tonight. Destiny is your host, beginning at 7. tonight with some fun instrumental opera classics. Join Destiny for Classical Music from 7 to 9 this evening. Support for Classical Music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session, Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. Chicago's most seasoned blues artists in a complete blues festival, all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Next on KPR, we're with the English Chamber Orchestra with some music from an English composer. We'll hear music by Frank Bridge, who was born in 1879, and he was the son of, as it happens, a violin teacher, one who, according to the biography, was a bit of a harsh and strict disciplinarian. One gets the sense reading Bridge's bio that he was headed for a career in music, whether he wanted one or not. But he became quite an able violinist and conductor, studying at the Royal College of Music in London under Charles Villiers Stanford and a great contemporary of the likes of Benjamin Britten and Ralph Vaughan Williams. What we'll listen to is music completed in the year 1910, his suite for string orchestra. David Garforth is here to lead the English Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Suite for String Orchestra, composed in 1910 by English composer Frank Bridge. David Garforth was conductor of the English Chamber Orchestra in that recording here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m. and time for NPR News, followed by the next hour, where we'll bring you something called The Capricorn Concerto, music by Samuel Barber. That and more still to come on KPR.
All of you, hope to see you there.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
National Police. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's Mozart and the overture to his opera The Impresario, played by the ensemble Tafa Musik, led by Bruno Weil, on Kansas Public Radio, to get things started in this 2 o'clock hour of classical music. That overture is going to be a part of a concert tonight, along with Mozart's 24th Piano Concerto and his Prague Symphony in the concert Mad About Mozart with the KC Chamber Orchestra. It is tonight at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral, starting at 6:30 p.m. with a pre-concert talk, and the concert at 7:30. Find out more about this concert and how you might attend over at kcchamberorchestra.org. Coming up this hour, we've got one of the great gifts that Tchaikovsky gave for the world of cello music, the famous variations on a Rococo theme, and chamber music by Johann Sebastian Bach, all just ahead. What we have next is from Samuel Barber, and something that was written in the 1940s. Samuel Barber spent that time serving in World War II as part of the Army Air Corps, but was allowed time and freedom to compose in between his official duties from time to time, and in 1943, he and fellow composer Giancarlo Menotti jointly purchased a home in New York called the Capricorn House. It was called that, apparently, because of the amount of sunshine it got during the winter, and Barber would spend some of his most productive years throughout the 40s, 50s, and 60s writing in that home. This was written in 1944, a concerto for flute, oboe, trumpet, and strings, done somewhat in the style of a Baroque-era concerto grosso. They call this the Capricorn Concerto. Here's the Royal Scottish Orchestra, led by Maren Alsop, on KPR. That one composed in the mid-40s by Samuel Barber, his Capricorn Concerto, played by the Royal Scottish Orchestra, led by Maren Alsop, here on KPR. 2:24 is the time, and in a little over 10 minutes we'll be joined by the London Symphony and cellist Ofer Harnoy for the famous Variations on a Rococo Theme, music by Tchaikovsky. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Midwest Trust Center presenting Hotel Elsinore, Wednesday evening, October 16th. A play with Weary Travelers and Unexpected Will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. The music that we just heard, Barber's Capricorn Concerto, I mentioned earlier how it was written somewhat similar in the style to the Bach-Brandenburg concertos. We have music by Bach next, some chamber music, the Igor Ostrak Trio with Trio Sonata No. 1 in C Major on Kansas Public Radio. Trio Sonata No. 1 in C by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by the Igor Ostrak Trio on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:38, and we're just a short time away from 3 o'clock, and all things considered, from NPR News. Followed tonight by more classical music with Destiny, getting underway at 7 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra brings the swing Saturday night, December 14th, at KPR's annual Big Band Christmas at Liberty Hall. What better way to kick off the holiday season than with some Big Band favorites and Christmas songs? Tickets on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Find out more at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th annual Zoo Lights beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. Next on KPR is music by Tchaikovsky, who never wrote a full cello concerto, but he came pretty close in 1877 when he contributed this, Variations on a Rococo Theme for Cello and Orchestra, Rococo meaning in the style of the late Baroque time. Here's Sir Charles McCarris with the London Symphony and cellist Ofer Harnoy on KPR. From Tchaikovsky and his cello masterpiece from 1877, Variations on a Rococo Theme, played by the London Symphony, led by Sir Charles McCarris, along with cellist Ofer Harnoy on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m. and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later tonight, classical music continues at 7 p.m. with Destiny. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me as always. For classical music in the afternoons, we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. It's 3 o'clock. And this is KPR.